咁我哋一齐去打开圣经睇彼得前书第二章。We can turn our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 2. 我哋今日睇彼得前书第二章，会睇第四节至到第八节。We'll be reading from verses 4 to verse 8. 今日咧，我哋睇到人生系需要个基础。This morning we're talking about that life needs a foundation. 讲我哋系起楼嘅时候，一定要打好好嘅桩先就去起楼。You know, if you're building a building, you need to make a good foundation before you build up. 所以你越打基嘅，越打得好嘅，打得深嘅，你嘅基础系越上就越好。And so as you put the foundation deep in the deeper you go in the ground, the better foundation you have, so you can go up higher.咁啊，我哋啱啱放暑假，好多人咧就系教育咧，我哋嘅读书都需要好好嘅基础，系咪 ？I know many of us are now on summer holidays or hoping to go on summer holidays from school, but education is our basic education is a foundation that we can build on, right?我哋系读小学、中学、大学，系俾我哋一个基本嘅教育基础，我哋可以继续向前。And so as we continue to study and to grow, you know, we build that foundation that we can build upon.我相信咧，就婚姻都需要个基础。I believe that even in marriage, we need to build a firm foundation. 因为我哋系一定要了解我哋嘅婚姻观系准确嘅，准备自己结婚。We need to have a proper understanding about marriage and have a good preparation to get married. 跟住我哋嘅家庭就可以有个好嘅婚姻嘅基础 ，so that in our new family we can have a good foundation for family for.我哋越打得好嘅基础，我哋嘅跟住做嘅事会系个好嘅基础建立得好。And as we make a firm foundation, then the better foundation we have, the better stability we'll have in our life.我啱做几日咧，就睇新闻喺手机嘅嗰啲新闻，冇喺电视睇到嘅，就系一个令我好感动嘅一个嘅新闻。Just a few days ago, as I was looking at reading some news on my phone, not on the TV, I saw a news report that was very touching and really moved me. 如果你记得做几个月前咧，就揾到三个美国女子咧，就喺一路十年前就被拐走咗咧，就困住咗十年嘅。If you remember just a few months ago that in the United States, the three young ladies who were kidnapped, held beyond their will for 10 years as slaves in this one guy's house. 那早幾個月前，其中一個就成功是叫到對面屋的人呢，終於就是救到他出來的。And then just a few months ago, you know, one of them was able to scream from the house and the people next door were able to rescue the three of them and now it's all done. 咁所以佢三个呢就喺新闻嗰度就做一个嘅影片，就要多谢大家嘅支持关心，同埋好多人捐赠嘅。And so just a few days ago they put on a video, the three of these young ladies were expressing thanks for everybody who was supporting them, helping them, praying for them, and encouraging them, even sending them money, offerings.
两个人呢就讲嘢就比较短啲，但三位呢就讲嘢好比较长。
The first two just had very short thank yous, but the third lady, she spoke for quite a while.
咁佢一开始讲嘢咧就好奇妙嘅，佢点样讲
？And when she started speaking, it was very amazing. You know what she said?
佢话我去过地狱又翻嚟。
She said I've been to hell and back,
但系我而家可以对住地狱笑
，but I can go through hell with a smile.
佢话我唔会俾我环境认定我，我要认定我环境。
She said I'm not going to let my circumstances, what's the word? I'm not going to let my circumstances make me. I'm going to make my circumstances or define me. I'm not going to let my circumstances define me. I will define my circumstances.
跟住佢开始讲得仲过瘾。佢话我知道有一个嘅朋友随时喺我身边，我可以靠佢。
She said, I have a friend with me that I can always call out to.
跟住佢仲讲仲深入，佢话我有神同我一齐，系我嘅力量。
And then she said, God is my help and He's my strength.
跟住佢系讲好多关于神嘅嘢。
And then she spoke quite a lot about God in her life.
佢话我前边嘅路系有光明，因为有神与我同在。
And she said, my future is bright because God is with me.
所以她說我喜歡我行我以後的一生。
And so she said she was excited about her next life, the future for her.
你想一下一個被困住十年是虐待的，是受無、即被非禮性侵犯無數次的。
Just think about this young lady who was kidnapped, held hostage for 10 years and constantly abused and raped and repeatedly.
但是是有这个的基础，有这个的生命力，她说我可以对着地狱笑。
But that she's got that foundation so strong in her life that she said, I can look at hell and smile.
因为有神与我同在，
because God is with me.
今日我哋要睇喺呢个经文里边有生命嘅基础。我唔知系你今日你生命有咩基础。
And so this morning, as we look at this passage in Peter about having a foundation, what is the foundation in your life today?
我哋今日睇耶稣是生命嘅基础石。
And the title of my message this morning is Jesus is Life's Foundation Rock.
So we look at 彼得前书第二章第四节至到第八节。
So let's look at chapter 2, verse 4 to 8.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。
Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所预立的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
因为经常说，看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在石安。信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，将人所弃的石头已作了房角的头块石头。
Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
第八节，又说作了半角的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上判倒他们这样绊倒也是预定的。
And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, and this is ordained.
Okay, 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你，我们今天可以在这里看到你是生命的磐石，你是我们生命应有的基础。主要我们求你今天透过这个经文的时候再一次教导我们，让我们是能够将我们的生命建立在你的基础上高，让我们的生命能够 是可以起得稳定的稳阵的。所以我将以下的时间交托求主带领祝福，奉耶稣名求，阿们。这里第四节彼得一开始讲就话耶稣是活石。
Here in verse 4, Peter starts and he starts talking and he says that Jesus is the living stone. 石头呢，我们知道石头是物质的。And we know that stones, you know, this, that is material objects, 石头是死物的，不是活物的。And so as material objects, stones are not living, right? They're not biological, so they're dead. They're, 一般的石头, 你会觉得是冷冰冰, and usually you look at a stone as being cold, 你会觉得石头是硬的，没感觉的, and you'll think of a stone as having being hard without any feeling, 是吗? So 这里说明耶稣是活石, and so here it says that Jesus is a living stone. 活石的意思就是 比喻耶稣好似一个石头，佢唔系冷冰冰嘅。 And so what it's meaning is it's a parable. It's an illustration that Jesus is not a cold, careless stone. 耶稣就系有感觉，耶稣系有生命力嘅，耶稣系活生生嘅。 And so Jesus is living. He's alive. He's vibrant. 但耶稣是一个可靠的基础, but Jesus is our reliable, dependable foundation to build your life on. 所以感谢主耶稣是活石，所以他明白我们，他感觉感受到我们的感受。 Praise the Lord that Jesus is a living stone and that he has feelings and he understands what we're going through. 因为当我们是建立生命在他当中，我们不是一个冰冷的 关系是一个活生生的关系。 So establishing our life with Jesus is not a callous, cold relationship. It's a vibrant, living relationship. 耶稣讲明关于基础，他自己讲过一个比喻。 You know, Jesus talked about foundations, and he gave a parable about two foundations. 你可以睇喺马太福音第七章, and you can find this in the book of Matthew chapter 7, 24-27. And Jesus talked about it in verse 24-27. 耶稣说有两个人呢系起楼嘅, and Jesus talking about two different people building houses. 一个是愚蠢，一个是聪明, and one of these was foolish and the other was wise. 聪明的人是有磐石上起楼, and the wise person built his house on a firm foundation. 但愚蠢人是怎样起楼? But the foolish person built his house on the sand. 我不知道你有没有看过四川这段时间的新闻, have any of you been watching the news about Sichuan recently? 我看到过去一个星期心里面都很难过。 And as I was watching the last week about all the rains and the floods and the rivers overflowing in Sichuan, my heart was really sad. 因为我们去四川去过很多次短宣是08的地震之后, because after the 2008 earthquake, we took many trips to Sichuan. 我们去那些地方多干然、安源啊, 十方啊, 北川, 绵阳, 现在那几个地方又是被水冲走。 And all those places that we worked at and that we visited in Sichuan that were very devastated by the earthquake have now been devastated again by the floods. 我不知道Tim叔会不会记得我们十方看重启的临时灾区。Tim and I, we were in Sapphong and we saw the new houses that they built. 接着新闻看到那些新的屋是被冲走的。 And on the news, we saw all those new houses be washed away in the flood. 即是有，不知道是否生气还是难过的，见到这些灾民受过这样的灾害，又再受第二个灾害。 I don't know if it's anger or sadness as you see that all these people who were so devastated in the earthquake and now devastated again by the flood. 但是不明白为什么会在无论多干然或者十方都看得到，它是起楼在河边，在河中间，在沙土地。 But I don't understand why either in Dogonyin or in Sapphong, why they built their houses again, big houses, in the riverbank. 你睇到十方嗰个屋，有冇睇到嗰个人喺个屋有个长棍喺个沙地，跟住行，跟住行咗及时走咗，跟住成间屋被冲走。Did you see that guy in Safong? He had the stick and he tried to get away from his house and he's pushing on the sand to make sure it's dirt. And as soon as he got away from it to safety, then his whole house was washed away.
这个就是起楼在沙土地的危险。
That's the danger of building your house on the sand.
跟住多干然提到那间楼，即是我们去过那个地方又见到原本是很靓的，因为地震就冧晒。但是现在看到一个人在二楼还是三楼，即是走不了，跟着整间楼淋，连埋他冲到落海。
Did you see the guy in Dogon Yin with the house? He was in the third floor and he was trying to get out and then the whole house just collapsed on top of him and he just was taken down the river.
如果我们间屋我们起的生命是一个沙土就是这样的。
And if you build your life on the sandy ground, that's what will happen.
耶稣就是马太福音第七章是这样的意思。
That's what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 7.
愚蠢的人起屋是沙土地的。
The foolish man builds his house on the sand.
跟着台风来，风来，雨来，水灾就淋晒。
And then when the winds come, the rain comes, the floods come, the whole thing just washes away.
感謝主啊！琴日啊 ，Pete 牧師一家人啊，係起飛去到翻美國啊，即係一路為有知道有啲人喺台灣就要翻嚟澳門啊，即係擔心個颱風就阻止佢哋嘅飛機，一路唔記得咗 Pete 牧師一家人喺澳門飛去台灣先飛去美國，唔記得為佢祈禱。
Praise the Lord that Pete and his family were able to leave yesterday to go back to the United States. And we had some people in our congregation who were in Taiwan trying to get back to Macau yesterday. We were praying that they could get back with not being influenced or affected by the typhoon. Completely forgot that Pete and his family were flying from Macau to Taipei and then to the United States. Forgot to pray for them.
不过唔紧要，感谢主佢走得到个台风冇阻止。
But praise the Lord, they were able to leave. The typhoon didn't affect them.
但系呢个台风好大嘛。
But this is a big typhoon.
如果你嘅基础唔稳定、唔稳阵，好多屋会冧。
And if your house is not firm on a firm foundation, many houses will fall.
我们的基础要建立在耶稣基督身上。
Our foundation should be built on Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是一个磐石，是可靠的磐石。
Jesus is the firm foundation that we should be standing on.
所以在彼得前书第二章，彼得是这样的意思，耶稣是活石，是被拣选的。
And so Jesus is the living stone that God chose, and He is precious.
但是人所弃
but rejected indeed by man.
耶稣就是宝贵，但是人拒绝耶稣。
Jesus is the precious stone, but He is rejected by men.
这个经文其实是来自圣经的旧约圣经的诗篇118篇，你可以打开看。
This passage is from the book of Psalms, Psalms 118, and you can turn to Psalms 118.
诗篇118篇就是叫尼赛亚诗篇。
And Psalms 118 is one of the messianic Psalms.
它意思就是诗篇118篇是讲到尼赛亚要来到，神的受膏者要来到拯救世人。
And so Psalms 118 is a messianic Psalm saying that the Messiah will come, the anointed one of God, and he will come and save his people.
那个耶稣基督就是基督就是尼赛亚。
And so Jesus Christ, Christ means the Messiah.
所以这个诗篇118篇就是讲基督要来到做些什么。
And so this passage is talking about the Christ coming and what he's going to do.
那我有20节读到26节。
I'm going to read from verse 20 to verse 26.
这样是耶和华的门，义人要进去。
This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter.
我要称谢你，因为你已经应允我，又胜了我的请求。
I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation.
21节，匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This is the Lord's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
This is the day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it.
耶和华啊，求你拯救，耶和华啊，求你使我们亨通。
Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity.
奉耶和华的名来的是应当称谢称颂的，我们从耶和华的殿中捍卫祝福。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord.
那如果你熟悉圣经，你会知道这个诗篇就是当耶稣骑驴仔入去耶路撒冷，是被钉十字架前一个星期，百姓就在路中放啲树叶在马路中，跟住一路用呢个诗篇就是呼叫。
Now if you know your Bible, you know when Jesus was riding on the donkey entering into Jerusalem the week before his crucifixion, and all the people were putting palm leaves on the ground, and he was going in, they were reciting this passage. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna.
他唱和撒那和撒那，奉神明来的是应当称颂的。这个是尼赛亚的诗篇。
This is a messianic psalm.
但你看回22节。
But look at what it said in verse 22 of this psalm.
匠人所弃的石头已成了房角头块的石头。
But in verse 22 it says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
神是一路预言给犹太人听，这个判石，我们的尼赛亚，我们的教主会被人嫌弃，被人遗弃。
God told from the beginning that the Messiah who's coming will be rejected, by the people.
犹太人又嫌弃他，又遗弃他。
The Jews rejected him.
将他钉十字架。
They crucified Jesus on the cross.
他说我们的神，我们的尼赛亚不是这样的。
They said the Messiah we're looking for is not like this.
你不要太指责犹太人，如果你和我在这里，你都会将耶稣钉十字架。
Don't be too critical of the Jews. If you and I were in Jerusalem at that time, you and I would have done the same thing.
你知不知道？我们都会拒绝耶稣，都会将耶稣钉十字架。
We would also reject him. We would also crucify him on the cross.
但犹太人拒绝耶稣，犹太人将他钉十字架，直到今时今日，他都不接受耶稣是尼赛亚。
But the Jews have rejected Christ even until today. The majority of the Jewish people do not believe that Jesus is their Messiah.
为什么？因为他觉得尼赛亚要来做君王，要做世界的统治者。那个耶稣死了十字架，他不是君王。
The Jews reject Jesus today because they feel that their Messiah should have become the king, established his kingdom here on earth, and Jesus Christ died on the cross. He could not be the Messiah who is establishing his kingdom.
但是有一天，我们相信耶稣要回来。
But we believe that one day Jesus is coming again.
耶稣回来的时候要审判世界，要在地上建立他的国家。
And we believe that Jesus is going to come and judge the world, and he's going to establish his kingdom here on earth.
在那天，当耶稣再回来，犹太人会见到耶稣，就会再相信耶稣。
And when Jesus comes back and he establishes his kingdom on earth, the Jewish people will see him, and at that time they will repent and they will accept him as the Messiah.
在匠人所放弃的
已经成为房角头块一石头。
So the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
其实有个故事就喺犹太人的历史，我不知道是传说，但是是真的发生过的。
There is a story from the Jewish history, and I don't know if it was just a passed down story or if it really happened.
他讲到所罗门起圣殿的时候，他的石头呢就很巨大的，高过个人头，还有长方形，很长的。
You know, when they built Solomon's temple, the stones that they used in the temple were so huge, they're taller than a man, and wide, big, big rectangular cubical stones.
它在个石矿那里是凿出来的，它凿到是计算都很犀利的，每一块和一块是配合得是 合好，搬去圣殿的地基的时候不需要用任何工具，就是这样含在对的位置。
They were so precise and precision in the way that they built the temple that they quarried all the bedrock, the stones used in the temple in the quarry, and they made them specified to the specifications, and so that when they took them up to the Temple Mount, they put them in place and didn't use any tools or instruments at the temple. They all fit perfectly together.
他一开始做这个工程的时候，有一块是送到去圣殿地基那里，但是工人呢就找不到他放的位置。
And as they started quarrying these stones, at the early days, they put one stone and they sent to the Temple Mount, and the workers couldn't figure out where to put it.
他好像跟他的蓝图不对的，
and it's like it didn't fit on their blueprints.
所以呢他放在一边， so they just put it to side.
他过了一年两年呢，他就是继续起圣殿，那块石头呢就是不知道在哪里拱了山。
And after a while, as they keep, one or two years, as they keep building the temple, they didn't know what to do with this stone. It's in the way, so they pushed it down the hill.
到最后差不多他就发消息去到石矿那里说，喂，我们的房角石你没给我们的，你快点做出来，我们要就来完成工的。
And at the end, you know, they sent a message down to the quarry and said, hey, we need the cornerstone. You haven't sent us the cornerstone. Where is it?
石矿就告诉他，哇，我们一早几年前已经给了你们的。
And then the workers in the quarry said, no, we sent that stone a couple years ago. It's already up there.
然后他找回，然后拱回上山，放回位置，入到去，刚刚好，好 fit 的。
And then they went back down the hill, pushed it back up, and put it right in the place where it's supposed to, and it fit perfectly in the spot.
这个好像是匠人所起的石头成了房角头块一块石头。
And so that is the stone which the builders rejected became the chief cornerstone.
所以我不知道是传说，但是真的。
I don't know if this was just a fable that was passed down or if it really happened, but
是可以帮我们明白耶稣的意思。
It can help us to understand what they're talking about here.
耶稣为我们钉十字架，犹太人拒绝他。
Jesus was crucified on the cross, and yet the Jewish people rejected him.
当我们看到这个经文的时候，我会想到，不好意思，我有少少乱我的笔记，因为我编排调转了。我想我们看到马太福音21章42节，耶稣自己讲。
I want you to look at Matthew chapter 21 verse 42 to 44. Jesus said this himself.
耶稣自己讲关于这个匠人所起的石。42至44，马太福音21章42至42。
耶稣说，经常写着，匠人所起的石头，倚着了房角头块石头。这是主所做的，在你们眼中看为稀奇， 这经你们没有念过。
Jesus said to them, Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
43. 所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那没结果子的百姓。
Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it.
碎掉在这石头上，必要跌倒跌碎，这石头掉在碎的身上，就要把碎。哎呀，唔记得咗个字点读，唔系碰啊，唔记得咗，我查咗嘢，唔记得写低，个咩字啊？啊，扎扎扎。
And whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but whoever it falls, it will grind him to powder.
那犹太人拒绝了耶稣，但系因为佢拒绝了耶稣，我哋唔系犹太人，我哋外邦人有机会为耶稣结果子。
The Jewish people rejected Christ. They rejected him as their chief cornerstone. But because they rejected him, now we, the Gentiles, non-Jewish people, we can be born again and we can receive the fruit of believing in Jesus Christ. But I want to stress verse 44 to you.
耶稣说，如果你掉在这石头上，必要跌碎，但石头掉在碎的身上。
So whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but whoever it falls, it will grind into powder.
如果我们是拒绝耶稣，是遗弃耶稣，我们有一天耶稣那个石头会砸我们，砸得是粉碎。但如果我们谦卑自己，是屈断自己，破碎自己在耶稣身上，我们就会得医治。
So if we reject Jesus Christ, if we constantly reject him and don't want him in our life, one day we will be ground to powder by his stone when it falls on us. But if we are humble and submit to Jesus Christ and broken and fall on him and let him break us, let him transform us, let him renew us, then we will be able to bear fruit for him.
好多时我哋信耶稣，我哋需要系经过一个屈断，需要系谦卑落嚟，系接受耶稣系我哋嘅房角石。And
as Christians, so often we need to be broken, we need to submit and humble ourselves before God.
耶稣就要我哋系有呢个谦卑屈断嘅经历，如果唔系，佢就会系砸喺我哋身上。
And if we don't humble ourselves before the Lord, then one day, maybe he will come and grind us to powder.
我宁愿是屈断,
I'd prefer to be broken by the Lord and not ground up by the Lord.
你看以赛亚书28章16节,
turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16.
以赛亚书就是讲到耶稣
And in verse 28, chapter 28, verse 16, Isaiah is speaking of Jesus again.
所以主耶和华如此说：看啊，我在石安房一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。信靠的人必不着急。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
这个是讲耶稣，神将耶稣放在耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷即是石安，耶稣是我们的房角石头的，边个靠着耶稣就得到力量。
And so God placed Jesus as our cornerstone in Jerusalem, and that whoever calls on him, whoever relies on him, will be blessed.
耶稣是不是你的房角石？ Is Jesus your cornerstone today?
你的生命是否建立在耶稣上高?
Is your life based on the foundation of Jesus today?
很多人的生命的基础就是不稳定的。
Too many people, their lives, their foundation is not secure.
你的基础是什么?
What is your foundation today?
有些人的基础就是股票的股市。
Some people's foundation is in the stock market.
股市就一点都不稳定。
The stock market is not reliable.
有些人的基础是放在一个爱情当中。
Some people's foundation is built on a love relationship.
爱情可不可靠?
Is romance reliable?
一点都不可靠嘛。
很多人结婚又离婚。
So many people get married and then get divorced and then get remarried and then get re-divorced.
讲个消息给你听，是好感恩的事。
I'll tell you a very special, special secret, okay?
你没话人听，是吗？
Don't tell anybody, okay?
Pete 牧师一家人走了，是吗？回到美国。
Pete's family went back to the United States. Do you know why?
Pete's
parents are preparing to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary.
50啊!
50 years!
更奇妙呢!
Kat's爸爸刚刚早两个月离开世界。 他离开了世界过了几个星期之后, 是他父母的50周年结婚纪念。
And not even more special is that, although Kat's father passed away just a couple months ago, like 2 or 3 weeks after he passed away would have been her parents' 50th anniversary.
两个祖父母都是结婚50年。
Both of Rachel and Candace and Joanna's grandparents were married for 50 years.
这个很特别的。
I think that's very special.
在这个世代是很少有。
In this world today, it's very uncommon, isn't it?
太多人结婚一年两年就散了。
Too many people get married for 1 year or 2 year and then break up.
爱情是不可靠。 感谢主是Pete和Kat的家庭。
起码他的婚姻是健全的。
即是爱全可不可靠?
要问Kat和Pete才知道。
At least their family, they had marriage for 50 years now. Whether it was romantic or not, you have to ask Kat and Pete about that.
但是我们希望如果我们结婚是一生到永日，是吗?
We hope that when we get married that our relationship is for life, right?
但是告诉你,爱情是不可靠。
股市不可靠。
铁饭碗可不可靠?
Is there iron rice bowl dependable?
现在有没有人有铁饭碗?
Does anybody here have an iron rice bowl?
How do you say that in English, iron rice bowl?
以前政府有长工，现在很少人有长工，大部分是散工，是吧？
就算長工那些可能變成為了將來的退休基金。
And so, you know, in the government, you know, they used to have very reliable, very good, you know, retirement scheme and everything, and now everybody's losing it.
就算你在外面的公司以前有做30年, 跟著有好好的退休金, 有 pension, 有什麼什麼什麼,
到这几年，那间公司说，对不起，我们的pension破产，没钱，到时你走就走，一毫子都不给你了。
And now, in the world today, so many companies are saying, sorry, even though you've worked for us for 30 years, you know, we have no money in our pension scheme, we're broke, bye.
我所以求所想着个基金，但是个基金是破产，我都是死给你看。
I worked for 30 years for this financial plan, and now it's done, and now what am I going to do?
可不可靠啊?
Is it reliable?
一点都不可靠。
世界的事没一样东西是可靠。
你买保险啊, 你期望保险公司不执啊,
You buy your insurance policy, pray that that insurance company doesn't go under. All right?
耶稣可不可靠?
Is Jesus reliable?
耶稣是可靠。
我们将生命建立在耶稣身上。 刚刚开始讲那个被绑架的女孩, 她是证明, 就算在恶梦里面, 耶稣都是可靠。
When I started sharing, and I shared about the lady who was kidnapped for 10 years, and as she shared how she was taken through this nightmare, it proves that even in the nightmare, Jesus is reliable.
Now, 彼得在《使徒行传》他第一次讲到应该是在第四章他讲过一个很重要的说话你打开看 使徒行传第四章第十节至到十二节
Turn to Acts chapter 4 verse 10 to 12 and Peter in his second message his second preaching message to the people he said something very important
使徒行传四章第十节
in Acts chapter 4 verse 10
你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈是因你们钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, who God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole.
他是匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For there is salvation. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given by which men shall be saved.
这个彼得讲到耶稣复活升天，彼得和约翰行入圣殿，有个瘸腿的男仔坐在那里，他得医治起来行走，百姓就是不知道什么事，彼得是这样回答他。
This was Peter and John after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven and they were walking into the temple and the crippled man that sat at the beautiful gate and he got healed and he stood up and walked and praised the Lord and this is what Peter said in response.
他说你们所钉十字架的耶稣所放弃这个头块石头使这个人痊愈
It's Jesus Christ who you crucified on the cross who was rejected by you, and it's Jesus who healed him.
第十二节很重要的, but verse 12 is very important. 除他以外,别无拯救,
nor is there salvation in any other.
因为在天下人间没有赐别的名,可以靠着得救.
For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
这个就是盘脚石到犹太人在这个半岛我们今时今日都在这个半岛
That's what the Jews stumbled on and that's what people are stumbling on today
人是不喜欢听耶稣的你一说耶稣他说耶稣太阴尖耶稣太专制
People don't want to hear about Jesus they say Jesus is too exclusive
是不是
你试试在一班人群当中 你说
马经，讲波经，人哋会同你倾偈。You
get in any group of people, you know, start talking about the horse races, start talking about the gambling section on the newspaper about gambling on soccer games or basketball matches. Oh, people will love to talk to you.
你开始讲佛经，都会同你倾。
And even if you start talking about Buddhism. They will talk with you.
不如你跟他说荷兰经，荷兰经是伊斯兰教，他又会跟你谈。
And then you start talking about the Quran and Islam, and they will talk with you. They'll be your friend.
你一看到耶稣的名字发生什么事, As soon as you mention the name of Jesus, what's going to happen?
黐線，唔好講呢啲，走人啦！我唔得閒啊。
You're crazy. I don't want to talk to you. I've got to go. I've got to get out of here.
講耶穌嗰個人 ，He's just talking about Jesus. You know,
冇人想聽耶穌嘅名。
咁專制啊，又唔食煙，又唔跳舞，又唔Well, Jesus too exclusive. I can't smoke. I can't drink. I don't want it.
你講任何一樣嘢，人哋會聽。你一講耶穌，人哋係批評你。You can speak about anything as open as you can, but as soon as you mention Jesus Christ, they get mad.
因為除他以外無別的拯救。
Because there is no salvation in any other name. 耶穌自己講過， Even Jesus said it, 我是道路真理生命，若不藉著我，沒有人到父那裡去。Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God the Father except by me.
没办法去到天父的，一定要信耶稣。
There's no other way to get to God.
下边天道教唔中意呢个信息。
The fourth floor, the heavenly truth, or whatever you're called in English, they don't want to hear this.
佢五教合一。
They're five religions combined.
基督教、天主教、道教、佛教、伊斯兰教。
Christianity, Catholicism, Taoism, Buddhism,and Islam.
但是当然他佛教行先，就是向菩萨烧香默想啊。
But of course they put the goddess of mercy and Buddha and meditation before anything else.
你可不可以将耶稣和这些教合在一起啊？
Can you put Jesus mixed in with all these other religions?
不得的嘛。巴哈伊教又是这样，澳门有巴哈伊教嘛，又是伊斯兰教行先啊。但是基督教我们兄弟，我们所有道路都是道人向善而已。
Even the Baha'i is the same, you know, they mix all the religions together, only the Baha'i put Islam as the top.
Of course, all roads lead to God. 我们喜欢你信什么没所谓，神是好人，神会接纳你。
It doesn't matter what you believe, believe whatever you want. God's a loving God, He'll accept you.
你唔好听呢啲假嘅道理。摆啲水晶球喺你屋企里边，啲水晶系俾你能量嘅，神都系要你多啲能量。
Put some crystals in your house and give you a lot of strength and energy. God just wants you to be energy. Be a good person. It's cool.
食斋啊，长食斋就会力量多啲。
Just start being a vegetarian. You get more power. Yeah.
I just heard that recently. I didn't know that being a vegetarian gave you power.
我最近先学，我唔知道食斋就俾你力量，我以为健康啫。
但系除他以外，别无拯救。
There is no salvation in any other name。
因为咁系耶稣成为世人嘅绊脚石。
That's why Jesus is the stumbling block to people in the world today。
另外有啲人觉得。Hey, 你的耶稣不合科学。
Some people say, your Jesus is not scientific.
我是信科学，我不信迷信。
I believe in science, I don't believe in superstition.
对不起，我所信的耶稣是比科学更科学。
The Jesus I believe in is more scientific than most science.
我相信真正的科学是可以支持有神存在。
I believe that true science can prove that there is a true God.
假科学永远都不会承认有神存在。
But false science will never accept.
你知不知道有真科学和假科学？
Do you know there's true science and false science?
真科学就是真的经过实验证明是真的，是可靠的。
True science has been tested and proven, and you can take it in a laboratory and prove that it's real.
假科学是什么？是那些未经过证实，但人家觉得是有理论可能会是的，但未证实了，但我已经假设是真的。
And untrue science is what they have hypothesized. They think in theory that maybe it could be. I haven't proven it yet, and I have no way of doing experimentation, but I already accept that this theory is truth.
講一個例子,
I'll give you an example that you all know.
進化乜嘢?
The what of evolution? The what of evolution? Theory.
進化乜嘢?
論.
個論係乜嘢?
係理論嘅論, 唔係定律嘅. So theory means it's a theory, it's a hypothesis, it has not been proven yet. If it was proven, it would be a law of science. It would be the law of evolution, not the theory of evolution.
很有分別的進化論沒有辦法證明是有進化論反而越研究科學越來越發現到進化論是不可能發生
There's no way to prove evolution. In fact, the more they're studying it, the more they're finding out that evolution is so physically impossible that it couldn't have happened. So 現在的新理論呢, 就因為在世界上不可能有進化論發生, 即是世界的生物在哪裡來, 不是地球發生的,
是宇宙的碎星的帶著水體來撞擊地球撞擊地球很多的碎星撞擊那些水就積在地球跟著因為水裡面宇宙出來有些細胞的那些單細胞的生物慢慢在我們新的形成了一個海洋跟著慢慢才有水有海洋那些細胞就慢慢進化了是有宇宙來的
You don't know the new theory about evolution because evolution is so hard to believe that even the scientists have come up with a new theory that where did life begin? Life became by asteroids that had water in them, asteroids attacking the Earth, bombarding the Earth in the beginning primeval age of the Earth, that all these asteroids with water particles and ice in them bombarded the Earth and gradually formed the oceans, must have been a lot of asteroids, and formed the oceans, and then there's little macroscopic animals, creatures, biological creatures in the asteroids, and then they started populating the oceans, and that's where life came from.
你不信你星期三看明珠台你知道
If you don't believe what I'm talking about, watch on Pearl on Wednesday night, they'll talk about it.
因為進化論太難信了,所以找些新的理念來解釋生命在哪裡來的
Because evolution is too impossible to believe now, so they're trying to find other explanations where life came from.
浮沙來的,不可靠的,
it's sinking sand, it's not reliable.
我信有神,
I believe that there's a God.
我信耶稣为我死,
I believe that Jesus died for me.
我信圣经是可靠,
I believe the Bible is reliable.
这个是基础,
匠人所起的石头,
已经成为我们放国的石头,
and the stone which the builders rejected has become our chief cornerstone.
今天在你生命里面有些什么阻碍你, 将你生命建立在这个基础上高?
What is it keeping you from building your life and establishing your life on this foundation?
其他人没一样可靠,但是耶稣是可靠。
There's nothing else in this world that's reliable, but Jesus is reliable.
我鼓励你将生命建立在耶稣,在耶稣的真理里。
I encourage you to build your life on the foundation of Jesus Christ, on His words.
他的说话是真理。你跟着他行,你会有一个坚固、稳阵、幸福的家,幸福的生命。
If you obey the words of Jesus Christ, you will have a stable life, a dependable life, and you will be blessed by Jesus Christ.
我们一起低头祈祷 Let's pray 主耶稣我们多谢你 你的真理是可靠 你的话语是真实的 很多人是因为你就叛道
因为他不接受你是独一无二的真神。很多人因为你的真理觉得太专制，他 不接受。另外有些人因为科学或者哲学或者其他的理论，他绊倒。主耶稣，我们靠你教导我们怎样去在你的石头上跌倒，来屈断谦卑，不要让这个石头砸我们稀烂粉碎。主耶稣，我们需要你的怜悯，我们多谢你，虽然像人所放弃你，但是你已经成为相信的人的磐石，你是可靠的坚固。主，我们愿意你在每一位的弟兄姊妹的生命当中是做这个坚固石的。我们经历到很多风雨，面对很多的困难，面对很多的事，你是我们的依靠，我们可以是靠着得你的圣名是得救，是跨胜，是克服。所以多谢主，求你祝福我们每一位今日的工作，今日的事情有平安。多谢主，所听我们祷告，奉圣名求。